me here. Against my eyes, to my surprise, and that's the full light of my frown. My double walk, the bowl is falling on the ice it cracks. With these punching and join me here. Against my eyes, to my surprise, and that's the full light of my frown. My double walk to pull me down. Was it first my life?
Thank you.
Christ, the flag of the rice. The way most look at it, we speak of your life. Oh, we're really going to I'm I'm as sick as if your dick was moving. In this week's I'm moving, can I live while I'm young?
Thank you. Just want to take a moment here to thank you guys. This is the our last American gig on this tour. We're gonna do two more gigs in Canada, and then we're taking off. So we just want to thank you guys for being out here. And some of you I know have come to a lot of shows and stuff, and it's been really great. So thank you. Also, I just want to say goodbye to Dana and Mike, who are out at the Greenpeace table, who have done this whole tour with us, and they're going to be going home after this gig. They've done a great job spreading the word. Also, happy birthday to Dana, and then you can all wish her a happy birthday, which is on the way out. Jerking a tear up here. So maybe I could be a fly.
Your friends could find you in their worlds, one by one.
roots down off the tree, or peels back slowly from your knee, erupts into your lung and heart. You laugh and laugh and laugh and laugh and fall apart. 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 Laugh and laugh and fall apart.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody. Good night. We'll see you next time.
to dinner and see a movie. Let's go out to dinner and see a movie. Let's go out to dinner and see a movie. We'll be right back.
That was a momentary pause to give you the beat of life. Before we move on to the next segment of the concert there, you were just hearing the 7 beats per second feedback beating that should replenish you with energy. This is the underlying life-giving force.
Trying to make a woman that you move.
the woman that you move. And I'm sharing in a week of my crew. Try to make a woman that you move.
It was late one fall night at a fairground near town when Esther first saw the Armenian man who groveled toward her and stood by her side with a bucket that swung in his hand. His grin stretched the folds of his pasty white cheeks, and his lips hurled a dollop of murk on the curb. And the lights from the ride showed a mischievous sparkle that flashed in his hollow-eyed stare. He said, "Little girl, you can chop off my legs and then peel off my socks if you want to. But I'd rather you took this old puppet from me that I hold in my pail as we speak." And he stood looking down at the innocent girl, and she stared at the bucket, bewildered, till he lifted the doll for the young girl to see, and a giant smile grew on his face. She saw the doll's eyes, and she couldn't resist, and she thanked the man quickly and ran to the church, and she burst through the doorway with puppet held high, and a hush filled the chapel, and the people looked mean. Tried in vain to pacify the mob. Quibble grew too spat to wrangle, and to brawl the frenzied congregation struggled desperately to fetch the pretty puppet snugly nestled deep in Esther's leather sack. Through the window of the church a storm began to rage, and Esther knew the time had come to flee. She scurried down the aisle toward the doorway in the distance and out into the rainstorm, where she felt she would be free. But the wind was blowing harder and her skirt began to billow, until finally her feet began to lift. And she rose above the houses and the people and the chimneys, and Esther and the doll were set adrift, floating higher over the hills and the valleys and treetops. They flutter and glide, soaring and turning, suspended on air. With the earth far below them, they tumble and dive through the clouds. Thank you.
Trouble Earth worried till she landed in the nasty part of town. She glanced about the village, sure to find the evil maiden who robbed the village in the darkest hour of night. Stood behind a nearby pile of lumber, where she waited till the dawn. Is it worth in a blunder to succumb to a hoodlum on the prowl? When the morning came, she wandered through the streets along the chilly lake, but laid aside the town. A peaceful moment, but she thought she heard a sound. It was an angry mob of joggers coming up to knock her down. As Esther stood and shook her head, the joggers were approaching, and she knew she had no choice left but to swim. As the frosty water sank its bitter teeth into her hide, she tried to slide the heavy clothing from her skin. Naked now, she made her way toward the shore, when suddenly she felt a tiny tugging at her toe. And the puppet she'd forgotten wrapped its tiny little arms around her ankle, and it wouldn't let her go. The waves seemed to open and swallow her whole, as the doll pulled her down through the eerie green deep. And the sound of the laughing old man filled her ears as she drifted away to a tranquil and motionless sea.
Feather gray and white to tickle that piano wish. Fearing
plastic spoons, my worms are holographic keys. My final reader arrows can spawn in every market's ring.
Once again, I'll bounce around. Yeah, Thank you. this for $25 in Alaska. It's not fat, like you may think. It's called Windham Hill.
Boy, is it chunky.
Thank you.
the mountain, baby, where the people come to burn. Come from top of the mountain, baby, where the people come to burn. Ain't no truth in action, that's you believe in it anyway. I was riding down the road one day, someone did a fire song. I was riding down the road one day, someone did a fire song. The road was his end, his end was that road, so they say. We'll be right back.
Oh, Oh,